If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Closed off from love, I didn't feel the pain. Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass, before you know it, you're frozen. I almost remembered it, didn't I? So, beautiful memories. Leona Lewis, fantastic, winning X Factor. And that year, I did some TV warm-up for X Factor, and it brings back great memories of my time with the wonderful Dermot O'Leary. Love that man. Love that man. What a beautiful man. A lot of people in the industry are bastards, not Dermot O'Leary. What a beautiful... And £400 as well. £400 for... I used to think those wages weren't enough. Back in the day, I used to banter with Dermot about it, going, oh, give me some more money, you shit. And now £400, I mean, it's just like, I can't leave the house. I mean, I can't leave the house, we're locked down, but I, you know, when I can leave the house, you can't leave the house without wanking like £200 into the air. Keep bleeding, keep bleeding cash. Keep bleeding, keep bleeding cash. Keep bleeding, keep bleeding cash. You kept me open and I... Oh, what a song. And of course, I keep bleeding cash now because comedy doesn't exist anymore. I spent every year for the last 10 years building up to the Edinburgh Fringe, including last year when I was the only performer at the Edinburgh Fringe. I think I might have mentioned that. But strangely, no one cares now. At the time, it was like, oh, Nathan, you've made history. You're on Wikipedia now. Imagine the traction you're going to get from that, Nathan. Traction. It's like blancmange dripping through your fingers, Nathan. Nothing is real. So I've had to question, what job could I do outside of stand-up? Even when comedy comes back, it will just be outside gigs when you feel at best like a street entertainer. And street entertainers, of course, are brilliant, but it's not what I do. You know, I mean, I could do it, of course. I could. I mean, I've spent so many years in Edinburgh now for the month of August. I've watched so many street entertainers over those years that I've developed my street entertainer act without even trying. It would be called Preamble. You'd be like, hey guys, I'm Preamble. Gather round. This is going to be the show of your lives. I'm Preamble, guys. Here we go. Gather round, guys. Gather round. The show is going to start, guys. Here we go. Let's get that round of applause going, guys. Here we go. Here we go, guys. Let's build up the tension, guys. Here we go. Keep it going, guys. Keep that round of applause going. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Okay, the show is going to start in 500. 499. 499. And what happens when it eventually starts? It's a man or a woman on a unicycle swallowing fire. And not even swallowing fire, to be honest. If they swallowed fire, that would be entertaining. Just blowing out fire, which is the lesser skill, isn't it? I've been standing here freezing my dick off for the last 20 minutes. The least you can do is burn out your fucking esophagus. It's annoying, isn't it? You know, we've got to apparently encourage kids during lockdown to take on new skills and whatever, and this is where these people come from. At 7 years old, riding a unicycle, that's impressive, isn't it? It's less impressive when you're 48 years old and you've never cut your hair.
It's embarrassing. You spent your whole life perfecting a skill that is a benefit to no one. It's like my career. It's like this podcast. I've been training for many, many years for a skill that is now not needed anymore. It's annoying. Keep bleeding, keep bleeding cash. The worst street entertainer, of course, is the Standy Still man or woman. The Standy Still person. You know, you've truly given up on art. If you're the Standy Still person. But there is one person worse than the Standy Still person. You'll see them in Edinburgh. You'll see them wherever street entertainment exists. And those are the people taking photos of the Standy Still people. To what end? What are they going to do? Get home and go, oh, look at this photo. Look how still they were standing. How can we tell? Well, you can tell it was good. You know, loads of people were gathered around watching. I think as X Factor proves, lots of people watching is no guarantee of quality. Quite the opposite. But I don't want to say anything against X Factor. It was brilliant. They gave me £400 for warming up. And not all warm-up would give you money. You know, some people would call me up and go, oh, do you mind doing the warm-up, Nathan? I said, oh, yeah, what's the fee? And they said, well, there isn't a fee, actually. It's just for kind of an opportunity. There's so much in this industry. I mean, nothing against Dermot. As I say, he'd earned £2 million per series of X Factor, which, I mean, let's assume there's 20 episodes of X Factor, and let's fucking hope there isn't. That means he gets paid £100,000 per episode of X. It's nothing against Dermot. I'm sure he's very talented, you know. Although he can't sing or dance or act, you know. He's a triple empty threat. But it's nothing against Dermot. Sure he deserves that money. But, you know, nothing. At least X Factor paid nothing. Do you mind for the what do you mean the opportunity? You wouldn't do anything else for that opportunity. Oh, do you mind coming in after the X Factor audience have been in, Nathan, and clear up after these animals? Clear up their shit. And because they're animals, actual shit. You just got to clean up shit for 2 hours. Do you mind doing it for nothing, though? It's a good opportunity. Good opportunity to be seen by Dermot. I'd rather have cleaned up shit sometimes than doing the warm-up, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong, there was like 2,000 people there. And, you know, and 3 out of those 2,000 people would look at me when I first came on and go, ooh, a bonus comedian. 1,997 of them would look at me like they'd ordered an ambulance and I'd turned up in an ice cream van. They would look at me like the shit on their shoe because they didn't recognise me from their TV screens. As if that's the benchmark of quality. You know, if you're hiring a lawyer, you'd never once consider hiring Judge Rinder. I worked out anyway while I was doing this X Factor that he would get £1,000 every time he said, your Saturday night starts here. Every time he spanned, £1,000. And I just thought we could go up to Dermot and go, Dermot, you know you earn £100,000 per episode of X Factor. Could you just give, like, one of the times you do your Saturday night starts here, could you just give the, you know, £1,000 to the warm-up guy? And he'd say, warm-up guy, I've never actually seen him. I'm always chatting or at the bar like the rest of the audience. No, he wouldn't say that, would he, Dermot? Because he's a lovely man. He'd say, yes. Yes, I will give you the £1,000. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dermot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Dermot would then say, oh, can I just check it with my lawyer, Judge Rinder? Fucking hell, Dermot. Jesus. Keep bleeding, keep bleeding cash. Keep bleeding cash, guys. Please go on the patreon.com/NathanCassidy. Support this podcast. Subscribe. Support it for £5 a month. Get bonus episodes. And if you give me enough money per month, I will stop singing forever.
You cut me open and I...
Lots of love, Dermot. You great man.